Hi, welcome to another edition of Technology Scouting Podcast. My name is Eric Hollett. I am the head of technology scouting at Easasi.
In today's episode of Technology Scouting Podcast, we are going to talk about mini tablets.
Mini tablets are part of the multi-particulate drug delivery. At least 50% of the global population has problems solving tablets. So elderly children have difficulty medicating because they are unable and unwilling to swallow current tablets or capsules, which is then leading to poor compliance or even non-compliance with treatment. This negatively impacts the effectiveness of a treatment, and many drugs are formulated for administration via mini tablet or by sprinkling over soft food to a patient who has difficulty swallowing. The FDA guidance on pediatric drug delivery emphasizes design, promotes safety, accurate dosing, and enhances the stability. Multi-particulates, specifically mini tablets, inadvertently possess these attributes, making them very well suited for this type of platform for pediatric dosing forms. And mini tablet formations are ideal for delivering fixed dose combinations, which we'll talk a little bit about later. Mini tablets are sometimes referred to as multi-units, pellets, beads, granules, microgranules, spheroids, or mini or micro tablets. Capsules can actually be filled with one type of mini tablet mixed or with other added pellets, granules, powders in order to avoid incompatibilities in combination products. And then this process is also used to achieve advanced drug release profiles. Mini tablets for multiple unit dose delivery applications allow for a higher drug loading than they would rely on an insert core to do that. And then mini tablets especially are suitable for administration of low dose and of potent drugs in order to make the number of mini tablets in one dose as small as possible. But size and dimensions are really defined by the manufacturing process, and the ideal size range is from 1.5 to 3 millimeters based on the capabilities for large-scale tableting technology. And production methods are actually very similar to the standards of large tablets, the only difference being the use of a multi-punch in the production of mini tablets. And unlike conventional tablets, mini tablets have important parameters such as spherical hole length and diameter, as well as particle size, size distribution, surface properties, length to width ratio, and a compression property known as bulk and trap density. Mini tablets are part of the oral controlled release drug release system, which is divided into two classes. So you have your single dose unit forms, such as tablets, capsules, and then you have your multi-usage dosage forms, which are granules, pellets, and the mini tablets. And mini tablets, as I mentioned before, is linked to the manufacturing method. So they can use the traditional press that large tablets are used for, as well as the dies. And the only difference is the multi-tip punches. And it's possible to make a 1 millimeter diameter mini tablet, but at lab scale. The reason for that is the tablet and the machinery is delicate, where it's difficult to make the tablet at production scale. So they actually recommend 1.5 or larger is great for production scale. And then anything smaller or around 2.5 millimeters is actually considered an oral granule. And dissolution testing may be part of that for required regulatory specifications. And it's also beads. Our FDA has guidance on beads that are 2.5 millimeters as well. And mini tablets have a wide application area for ease of use. They're usually filled in a capsule. They are compressed in larger tablets. So picture a large tablet with little mini tablets inside of it compressed, or filled into sachets or stick packs. So example of a sachet or stick pack would be very similar to what you would buy on some of those drinks where you pour the powder in the drink and stir it. That would be considered a stick pack. And mini tablets can be coated or uncoated. We'll get to kind of the coating and the film coating later on in the podcast. But coated or uncoated mini tablets are more appropriate than traditional tablets or capsules for pediatrics and elderly patients because they offer the improved swallowing and flexibility dosing, and combining various release kinetics, doses and active components in a large dosage form is also appropriate. So some of the benefits of the mini tablets, we talked a little bit about those, but to be very specific, so mini tablets combine the advantage of both solid and liquid formulations. So a lot of times patients having difficulty taking a tablet will be given a liquid formulation if possible. However, sometimes there's tasting issues and there's a limited amount of drug activity with the formulations. And then the other benefit of a mini tablets, they're obviously easy to handle. They allow exact and individual dosing based on age, body weight, body area, dosing, titration, and therapeutic demands. And they have excellent size uniformity, so regular shape with equal dimensions. And they have a smooth surface, so it's easier to coat. And then good patient compliance due to ease of swallowing. So that's one of the big reasons is, you know, they're small, they can deliver the dosage required. And then mini tablets can be produced using the established manufacturing techniques, very similar to the tableting. So there's not a lot of technology difference needed. So production scale can pretty much maintain with your tableting punches and drills. So there's four really different types of film coating that's used for coating a mini tablet. We have our sugar coating, our film coating, the coating with pressure, and enteric coating. And the type of technology that's used for film coating is fluid bed technology, which is also known as Worcester coating. And then there's also pan coating. And then with mini tablets, I mentioned before, there's various different kind of delivery applications as far as, you know, how they're administered. So with that comes with different packaging. So there's a variety of packaging options available for mini tablets. And the selection of the appropriate package presentation depends on the product design, the criteria, or the target product profile. So if flexible dose adjustment with fine granularity is not needed, then the mini tablets can be encapsulated or packaged into unit dose presentation, such as the stick pack or the sachets. And certain encapsulation machines offer the ability to perform filling based on counting. For example, you know, dosing disc with cavities designed to be filled with mini tablets are available for some encapsulators. And this approach results in an accurate count of mini tablets being filled into the capsule across a wide array of target fills. And then depending upon the mini tablet, there's various different quantities that can be filled into a capsule, for example. And just to give an example, there's various different capsule sizes going from 0 to 4, and a 0 capsule size can fit about 50 2 millimeter mini tablets. And that would be, you know, your clear capsule with your mini tablets. Those capsules are also used for combination dosing. So sometimes you can put the mini capsules in with a powder, and then that provides you with a combination dosing. There is certain things that need to be followed as far as when making production for mini tablets. So right now, a lot of the production QA and QC is using large tablet guidelines and production QC and QA measures. So dissolution testing is one of them. Content uniformity testing is another. And right now the USP has uniformity of dose units chapter that talks about content uniformity testing. And mini tablets currently are following those types of processes. And then as far as the dissolution testing, one important thing to notice is there's considerations for dissolution testing of mini tablets, and they're really the same for the traditional oral dosage form, including media selection, choice of baskets or paddles, and determination of paddles / spindle rate. And as with the CU continuity uniformity testing, the number of mini tablets per dosing unit is an important consideration. So for dissolution testing, this determination should be made based upon the phase of development cycle and the type of testing, formulation development or quality control, dissolution testing for stability assessment and release testing, and during formulation development and optimization, dissolution data should be generated in multi mini tablet counts. So the lowest and highest number of mini tablets to be dosed in an animal or clinical study should be evaluated accordingly to the dissolution methodology. So as far as having specific standards and regulation or guidelines for mini tablets, there's really not a specific set. I mean, the FDA and the EMA both have pediatric guidelines, as well as the World Health developed some recommendations and guidelines for pediatric dosing or pediatric formulation. But as far as specifically focused on mini tablets, it's really a area where they're piecing together other guidelines and regulations to try to cover mini tablets, but there's not a specific section for them. So mini tablets is definitely an emerging type of drug delivery application out there, and definitely an area for pediatrics and elderly. And we thank you so much for joining us again this month for our podcast. If you have any information with any of your technology needs, definitely visit ezossi.com, www.ezossi.com. Thank you so much.